Hello?
Hi, good evening. My name is Susan. I'm calling from Georgia's Opinion Surveys, and I'm conducting a voluntary opinion survey. We'd like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation, and we would like to include your opinion. Do you happen to have a few minutes of your time to help us out with the survey today?
If it doesn't take very long.
Under 5 minutes? Is that okay?
Okay.
Okay, thank you. What is your year of birth? I'm sorry.
45.
Thank you. What is your race? White, Black, African American, American Indian, Alaska Native, Asian, Middle Eastern?
African American.
Thank you. And politics today. Do you consider yourself a Republican, Democrat, or Independent?
Democrat.
Thank you. Do you consider yourself a strong or not a strong Democrat?
Strong Democrat.
Okay. Thank you. What is the highest level of school you have completed or highest degree you have received? 12th grade, high school, some college, associate degree, bachelor's degree, master's?
Bachelor's.
Thank you. Next are some questions about how you think things are going in your community and the country. When thinking about the direction in which the country is headed, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, somewhat unsatisfied, or very unsatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Somewhat satisfied.
Thank you, ma'am. Do you approve or disapprove of the job Joe Biden is doing as president? Strongly approve, somewhat approve, neither approve nor disapprove, or somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
I strongly approve.
Thank you. How favorable or unfavorable are your opinions of each of the following? Using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 5 means that you feel neither warm or cold, like neutral. And 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable towards them. You may use any number, ma'am, from 0 to 10, depending on how you feel. If you don't know or you've never heard of a person or group, tell us, and that as well. We'll go ahead and proceed, okay? Fannie Willis.
9.
Thank you. Camellia Harris.
9.
Brian Kemp.
5.
Joe Biden.
9.
Democrats in Congress.
8.
Donald Trump.
0. 1.
Okay. Cornell West.
7.
Thank you. We're almost done, ma'am. Thank you for your patience. No matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make change on issues that matter to you? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale from 0 to 10, where a 0 means your vote has no power at all, and a 10 means that your vote has a lot of power to make change on issues that matter to you. From 0 to 10.
7.
Okay. No matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that the Black community has to make change on issues that matter most to their community? Please rate the amount of power you feel your community has on scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that Black community has no power at all, and 10 means that the Black community has a lot of power to make change on issues that matter most to your community.
7.
Thank you. How would you describe Black political power since 2020? Would you say it is much more powerful, somewhat more powerful, there's no difference, it's somewhat less powerful, or it's much less powerful?
Somewhat more powerful.
Thank you. We know it's a little way off, but as it stands now, how likely are you to vote in the November 5th, 2024 general election for president, Congress, and other state and local offices? Use the scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you definitely will not vote. 5 means there's a 50-50 chance you will vote. And 10 means that you definitely will vote in 2024.
10.
Would you say you care a great deal, a little bit, or not much, or you don't care at all, who was elected president in 2024?
10, a lot.
Would that be a great deal, a little bit, not much, not at all? A great deal?
Great deal.
Okay. If the November 5th of 2024 general election for president, Congress, and other state and local office officials were held today, would you vote for Joe Biden, Donald Trump, or Cornel West? Another third-party candidate, would you not vote for president, or are you undecided?
Joe Biden.
Thank you. Now, for something a little different, has your life gotten better, gotten worse, or stayed about the same since Joe Biden became president?
It's gotten better.
Thank you. We're almost done, I promise. I'm going to read you a list of issues, and I want to rate each of them on a scale of 0 to 10, where 10 means it definitely should be one of the Democrats' top priorities to improve your community, and a 0 means it definitely should not be one of the Democrats' top priorities to improve your community. You can use any number between 0 and 10. First one is inflation or cost of living.
8.
Okay. Crime and violence.
7.
Environmental justice.
9.
Thank you. Criminal justice reform.
9.
Voting rights.
10.
Gun control.
9.
Thank you. Moment. I'm going to read you a list of issues, and I want you to rate each of them on a scale of 0 to 10, where 10 means that the issue has definitely been one of the Democrats' top priorities to improve your community, and a 0 means that the issue has definitely not been one of the Democrats' top priorities to improve your community. You can use any number between 0 and 10. Let's see. I believe we've done this one already. We just went ahead and did it again. Okay, well, okay, inflation or cost of living?
7.
Crime and violence. This is 4. Okay.
7.
Environmental justice?
9.
Criminal justice reform?
9.
Voting rights.
10.
And gun control.
9.
Thank you. Okay, I'm going to read you a list of laws the Biden administration and Democrats in Congress have passed over the past 3 years. For each law, please tell me if it has impacted or will impact your life a great deal, a fair amount, not that much, or not at all. First one is the Infrastructure Investment in Jobs Act provides more than $50 billion to expand access to clean drinking water as well as eliminate lead pipes. A great deal, a fair amount, not that much, not at all, or never heard of it.
Great deal.
Great deal. Okay. The strategy to counter domestic terrorism directed the Department of Homeland Security to allocate $77 million to state and local partners to combat domestic extremism and increase the screening process to ensure white supremacists don't work for federal, state, and local police departments. Would that be a great deal, a fair amount, not that much, not at all, or never heard of it?
Would you read that again, please?
Sure. The strategy to counter domestic terrorism directed the Department of Homeland Security to accumulate $77 million to state and local partners to combat domestic extremism, and increase the screening process to ensure white supremacists don't work for federal, state, and local police departments.
You're asking, should I care about that? A little,
yes.
A lot?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah,
a great deal.
It's not clear to me. I'll say somewhat.
Somewhat.
It's not clear what you're saying exactly.
Here's the what's giving you the options to choose is a great deal, a fair amount, not that much, not at all, or never heard of it.
Fair amount.
Okay. And a proclamation on granting pardon for the offense of simple possession of marijuana. President Biden pardoned all prior federal offenses of simple marijuana possession and urged governors to do the same. Is that a great deal, a fair amount, not that much, not at all, never heard of it?
Great deal.
Great deal. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. We are almost done, I promise. Now, I'm going to read you some reasons that black voters have said are convincing reasons to support the Biden-Harris ticket in 2024. Please rate each reason on a scale of 0 to 10, where a 10 means it is an extremely convincing reason to vote in November 2024, and a 0 means it is not at all convincing reason to vote in November. You can select any number from 0 to 10. First statement is, black Georgians have the power to determine our futures by electing who represents us in government. When it comes to electing our next president in 2024, we have a clear choice. Will we continue to move forward or will we go backwards? Will we fight for a future that includes the right to make decisions about our own health? Or will we let politicians who want to destroy our freedom to succeed? The choice is clear. This is our Georgia. This is our time. In 2024, it's up to us to decide our future. From a scale from 0 to 10, how do you feel?
I agree with that. Yes, 10.
Okay. The second statement is President Biden's administration has accomplished a lot, but those policies aren't well known because our Republican-controlled state government blocks these federal investments that are supposed to help our communities. Medicaid expansion is a clear example of the Georgia legislature leaving many in need of health care uninsured while hospitals continue to close in our communities. It is time for us to understand the real reason Georgians are not seeing the impact of President Biden's policies. From 0 to 10, how does that impact you?
Well, 10.
Okay. Thank you. Sometimes over the course of the survey, people change their minds. It is okay if you did not, but I'd like to ask you, no matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make change on issues that matter to you? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on scale of 0 to 10.
On what was the last part? What kind of attack you said?
Yes. From 0 to 10, how much do you feel your vote has so much power to change on issues that matter to you, to make change on the issues that matter to you? I'm sorry.
I'll say 7 to make
okay.
changes. I think that it has a 7.
Okay. We know it's a little way off, but as it stands now, how likely are you to vote in November 5th, 2024 in the general election for president, Congress, and other state and local offices? From the scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means definitely will not vote, 5 means there's a 50-50 chance and you will that you will vote, and 10 means you definitely will vote.
Definitely will vote, 10.
Thank you. Would you say you care a great deal, a little bit, or not that much, or don't you care at all who is elected president 2024?
Oh, great deal, 10.
Okay. If the November 5th, 2024 general election for president, Congress, and other state and local officials were held today, would you vote for Joe Biden, Donald Trump, or Cornel West? Another third-party candidate, would you not vote for president, or are you undecided?
Joe Biden.
Thank you. How much do you trust each of the following organizations for accurate election information? Now, it's going to give you, I'm going to give you the names of these, of what it's telling me here, and then you can decide on a great deal, a fair amount, not that much, not at all, or never heard of them. Okay? Pro-Georgia.
Haven't heard of Pro-Georgia, I believe.
Okay. People's Agenda?
Not familiar with that organization.
Okay. Black Voters Matter?
I've heard of that, but not very familiar with it yet. Want to know what I would rate it?
Yes. A great deal, a fair amount, not that much, not at all, or never heard of it?
Great deal.
Okay. Let's see. Secretary of State?
I've heard of Secretary of State. I would say fair. About what is that?
Okay, a fair amount.
Mm-hmm.
Fair count.
Fair amount.
Actually, it just says fair count.
But you asked me how much would I?
Yes, ma'am.
How would I? Yes. And one of the options is a fair amount, isn't it?
Yes, ma'am. A fair amount. Yes. It did confuse me a little bit there. Okay. Local Board of Election.
Local Board. Okay. There's a number 7 or average amount.
The Local Board of Election would be a great deal, a fair amount, not that much, not at all.
Well, I have problems with Georgia's Board of Elections, so I would say not that much.
Okay. Thank you. Fair fight.
Fair fight seems that if it's who I think represents it, it's a good organization. Yes, quite a bit.
Okay. New Georgia Project.
Not familiar with it.
Okay. Thank you. These next few questions are for statistical purposes only. Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as a very progressive, somewhat progressive, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
I would think that somewhat progressive.
Okay. Do you consider yourself 1, heterosexual or straight? 2, lesbian, gay, 3, bisexual, or 4, something else?
Straight.
Okay. Thank you. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Which was the last one?
Yes. Are you married, unmarried, the last one, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
I'm divorced.
Okay. Thank you. Are you the parent or guardian of any children under 18?
No.
All right. How would you describe your employment status? Full-time, part-time, temporarily laid off, unemployed, retired, temporarily disabled, homemaker, or stay-at-home parent, student?
I'm retired.
Okay. Last year, that is 2022, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Your best estimate is fine. I can go ahead and read out what we have here. It's less than 24,000, 25 from 25,000 to 34,000, 35,000 to 44, $45,000 to $54,000, $55,000 to $74,000, $75,000 to $84,000, $85,000 to $99,000, or $100,000 to $250,000?
$99,000.
Okay.
In that range, right there.
Okay, thank you. Finally, we'd like to invite you to become a Georgia Knowledgeable Expert. What is it? What this means is we would like your opinion on different topics for the remainder of 2023 through December 2024. During this time, we may invite you to participate in focus groups, take short surveys by phone, text, or email, invite you to events going on in your community, and or simply remind you of upcoming elections. As a thank you for serving a Georgia Knowledge Expert, we'd like to offer you a $10 Amazon gift card. Would you like to serve as a Georgia knowledge expert, ma'am?
Yes, I would.
Okay, thank you. What is the best email for us to send you the gift card?
Method, M-E-T-H-O-D, 1272@yahoo.com.
1272@yahoo.com. Okay, can you repeat that one more time so I can get the, I hope I got the right one. Okay, go ahead.
Method, M-E-T-H-O-D, 1272@yahoo.com. And this is coming from where exactly?
It's coming from, actually it's coming from Georgia Opinion Surveys, ma'am.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Right. So it is M-E-T-H-O-D, 1272@yahoo.com. Perfect. Okay.
Then,
all right.
Oh, did you get the method? M-E-T-H-O-D.
Yes.
Okay. All right.
M as in Mary, E as in elephant, T as in Tom,
mm-hmm.
H as in house, O as in October, D as in David.
That's
okay.
Right.
1272@yahoo.com. Perfect. Okay.
That's right. Okay.
And I'm going to re-enter it because it's asking to re-enter. Let's see. 1272@yahoo.com. Okay. How do you prefer to be contacted? Please select all of the right, landline, cell phone, text, mail, email.
You can contact me by mail or by phone, either one.
Okay. Thank you so much for being so patient. This includes our survey. Thank you very much for participating. You have a wonderful evening, ma'am. Take care.
Thank you.
Thank you. Have a great evening. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.